Hello and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe, and if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today, like the title says, I'm going to be talking about 3 to 4 ways to get close to God during difficult times, okay? And these are things that I've done in my life and I continue to do, and I just want to share them with you. If you are going through a difficult time, I really recommend that you take these tips from me, because I know it's very hard to find God sometimes when we're troubled, right? To keep the hope, to keep pressing on. But I've learned that these ways can actually help us, because I've realized that many times when we are away from God or we're going through a difficult situation, our hearts are actually numb towards God. You know, we really don't feel anything. We just feel like we're not in tune anymore. We feel like we're separated in a way. And it can cause a lot of chaos, because it ends up making us feel alone, because instead of running to God, we run away from God. So I'm gonna jump right into the video. So the first thing is to always align the truth with God. So what I'm saying with this is, you know, in times of trouble, we at times can be like, okay, God is not with us, right? But it doesn't say that in the Bible. In the Bible, it says that God is with us through every circumstance in our life. He is aware of everything that we've been through, because God as well was betrayed. He was let down, you know, and there were so many things that God experienced that he knows how we feel. That's why in the Bible, it also says, in this world, you will have trouble, right? But take heart, I am with you, okay? So always make sure that whatever you are thinking, you know, maybe you're thinking that no one loves you. Maybe you're thinking you're never gonna get out of the situation. In the Bible, there are many scriptures that remind us that we are going to get through the situation, that remind us that we must be patient, because it's not our understanding, it's God's understanding. We must not lean on our own understanding, because we just cannot make any sense of it. And there's actually a psalm that I want to read to you, and it is Psalm 46, because it reminds us that God is our shelter and a safe place to run to no matter what is going on in our personal life. It is the Psalm 46. And Psalm 46, if you want to look it up, but there it is, reminding us that he is there. So always make sure that whatever you are feeling, you are separating the lies from the truth, because we can deal with so many lies in our head, but if it does not align with God, if it does not align with the word, then it is false. It is not from God. The second thing that I would advise you guys is to listen to worship music. I'm looking at my phone because I have my notes here, guys. So, but worship music is the second one. Okay. In times of trouble, it is hard sometimes to put on worship music and put our arms up in praise, right? Because it's unfortunate, but it's true. Like, when things are going great, right? When everything is going aligned, when everything is going according to plan, it's so easy for us to worship and sing and do all these things. But it's in the moment of trouble that we need to worship even harder. Honestly, when you don't feel like doing it, that's when you should do it. And I've realized that, because what ends up happening is you don't feel like seeking God, and God is not going to sit here and knock on your door. Like I've said before, you have to invite him in, because God really wants to be a part of your life. So if you keep on holding it inside and you don't talk to God and you don't worship, because God knows what you're going through. So in times of trouble, you should worship. When you don't want to sing, that's when you should sing. When you don't want to pray, that's when you should pray. Because God sees you there, you know? Because God did not promise us an easy life. And that's one thing we need to remember as Christians. Like, yeah, we're going to go through things, but it was never a cakewalk from the beginning. So in times of trouble, that's when we should press on more to God, okay? So worship music, pray, read the Bible. Put yourself in that situation. Force yourself to be intimate with God, because only he can help you carry that burden. Only he can bring you peace in that situation. Only he can bring you joy, because you're going to keep feeling that way if you don't look for God, right? Because God gives us peace. He gives us that spirit of peace. He gives us that spirit of joy. You can't really go out and just find it. He supplies it to you, okay? The third thing is to give everything over to God. In other words, give over to God everything so that he can take control. And this is pretty much like saying, here, God, I give you my worry. I give you my sadness. I give you my loneliness. I give you my situation. And honestly, it is best that way because you have no control, really, over what ends up happening. God already has the plan for you. God already knows each passing day. You can control some things to a certain extent, but like you can try to be optimistic, you can continue being joyous, you can continue persevering, but you really need to give that control over to God, because God is the only one that can really help you in that situation. So remember to, you know, understand that we will not have peace unless we give it to the one who can control it all. Okay, and then there's a specific verse, which is Philippians 4:7, and it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Because in reality, it's only when we surrender to God and trust Him for the outcome that we find that joy, that we find that peace. And then the fourth one is really reading the word and being open to when you read the word, you know, not just reading the word and calling it a day, like really sitting there and reading the verse and meditating on it and thinking about it and asking questions through reading and pausing and saying, God, like, what do you mean by this, God? How could I apply this to my life, God? And asking God to show you, right, to open, to give you symbols, to give you signs of how this verse can, you know, come into your life, how you can make it a reality. Because when you meditate on the verses, you're actually encouraging your heart, you're actually encouraging yourself to seek God more. And honestly, guys, it just takes a little time with God to really feel that joy, to really feel that peace. It's just about constantly seeking Him no matter what you are going through. So I hope that this helped you in your difficult situation. I pray that everything turns out good for you, and just keep believing and just keep on having faith. God bless.